believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our Men of Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocesis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m., Sunday meetings, 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Thank you very much, sir. Can we appreciate God? Can we appreciate God? Thank you very much, Pastor. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord just for a short time.
All honor, all glory, all power to you, singing all honor, all honor, all glory.
Manifold presence. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that you give me utterance to speak your word with fire. Let your word come with fire. Let your word come with salt to season your people. Let your word come with fire to awaken your people, to purify your people. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will cause your wind to blow heavily, that our waters will flow. If there's anyone here that the living water inside of them is stuck, there will be wind. There shall be wind. Your wind will blow. Our waters shall flow. There shall not be... No one here, Lord, we have a stagnant water. No one here, Lord, we have a stagnant water. Let there be free flow. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much, choir. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, once again, thank you for the opportunity. God bless you, sir. This evening, I have what I want to say on the paper, and it won't really take much time. I believe God for that in the name of Jesus. What I want to say this evening is not something we have not heard before. I believe it's an offshoot of what Pastor Sheye has been teaching us for a long time, and some of the pastors have been adding to. It's not something new, but the Lord will make it new to us. Amen. Amen. Pastor finished the series on the Porters last week, and we are praying about the harvest, and we are talking about the Apostolic Center. I believe these are not disjointed teachings. They are not disjointed. We should be able to connect them together. Hallelujah. The first time we had the word open heaven was in the story of Jacob. And that was the first place they called the house of God, Bethel. Hallelujah. So this is the house of God. There's an open portal here. Amen. Do you believe that? Shout hallelujah. Yeah, this evening I want to talk on the topic I titled God's Intent for an Apostolic Community. God's Intent for an Apostolic Community. Amen. You know, I believe some people have problem with the word apostolic. They try to crack it. What do you mean by apostolic? Does that mean I'm Apostle Paul or that? Hallelujah. I want us to just go line by line this evening. Hallelujah. I want us to start with the understanding of apostolic community. I would like to pick the word apostolic community at first. You know, apostolic, the word apostolic is coined from the word apostle. That's the root word of the word apostolic. And apostle means the sent one. Hallelujah. Apostle means the sent one. One that is sent on a mission. That's the meaning of an apostle. One that is sent on a mission, or the sent one. And I have here with me what the definition of an apostolic community. An apostolic community is God's embassy here on earth. Why did I say? An apostolic community is God's embassy here on earth, or a territory here on earth. Hallelujah. That will take me to another definition called, what is embassy? Hallelujah. Let's look at what is embassy so that we'll just tie it together. An embassy is the diplomatic representation of a country's government in another country. Let me say that again. An embassy is the diplomatic representation of a country's government in another country. Or an embassy is the body of people who are sent to represent and advance the interest of their home country in another country. Let me say that again. I think I love that. An embassy is a body of people who are sent to represent and advance the interest of their home country in another country. In my jotter here, I capitalize the word represent and advance. You can underline it in your jotter. Hallelujah. So an embassy is subject to the rule and government of its home country and not the host country. For example, America embassy in Nigeria is not governed, is not regulated by Nigerian constitution. American embassy in Nigeria is ruled is governed by American Constitution. It's as good as saying America in Nigeria. Do you get that? American Embassy in Nigeria is as good as saying America in Nigeria. Hallelujah. An embassy brings the influence of their home country on their host country. For example, I will keep on using American Embassy. American Embassy in Nigeria, they are bringing the influence of America on Nigeria. Nigeria is the host country of American Embassy in Nigeria. But they are bringing the influence of America down here to Nigeria. An embassy promotes its own home culture, economy, science, and science. Hallelujah. That's how serious it is. Amen. You know that if Nigeria attack American embassy, if Nigerian police or any Nigeria agency attack U.S. embassy, it's as attacking U.S. government. Do you get that? It's as attacking. Is that serious? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So an apostolic center is God's embassy. Another word for it is, I can say, Christ embassy. Do you get that? An apostolic sent community is God's embassy here on earth. Another word I can use for an apostolic community is Christ embassy. God's embassy. Hallelujah. Here on earth. Hallelujah. I think there's a ministry called Eternal Life Embassy. You know, Eternal Life is there. Oh, we are here. Amen. Do you get that? Hallelujah. And all through New Testament church is an apostolic community. That will surprise you. All through New Testament church is an apostolic community. All through New Testament church. As far as the New Testament church, they are all apostolic community. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is just bringing us into that reality. Hallelujah. And though there may be mayors of authority can be differ. PGT is not the only apostolic community in Akure. Hallelujah. Our mayors of authority can be different from other apostolic center or community here in Akure. Hallelujah. Do you get that? So mayors of authority and influence differs in glory. And each apostolic community can also differ from one another through their commissioning. Because their commissioning come with certain appendages. Do you get that? For example, Power and Glory Tabernacle, God might commission us with some appendages, with some packaging. Okay, I want to focus on this side. I want to do this. I want to do that. Do you get that? For example, someone like Pastor Ernest, if he's in Akure now, I will not be surprised if God commissioned him to start touching media and entertainment. Do you get it? Do you get that? So, all New Testament church, call New Testament church the Apostolic Center. Hallelujah. Amen. So I've said that apostolic community is also known as God or Christ Embassy, God House of Mission. We can also call an apostolic community heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Heaven on earth. Because we are representing heaven here on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. So an apostolic center is governmental and is territorial in operation. An apostolic community is governmental and territorial entity. Hallelujah. Let's move to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Please. Give me New King James. I connect more with New King James. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Continue. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. continue. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. I can say that an apostolic center, we are stewards of the words of reconciliation. Because the words of reconciliation has been committed into our hands. Let me say that again. An apostolic community, we are stewards of word of reconciliation. That's our core ministry. We are stewards of that word. Because that word has been committed. That grace for reconciliation has been committed unto us. Because we, as an embassy here on earth, we are representing Christ, stewarding the word of reconciliation, doing the work of ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Continue. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled unto God. Can you see what I'm saying? As an apostolic center, this is just a confirmation from Paul. We are ambassadors for Christ. So an apostolic community is an embassy. They have ambassadors. Hallelujah. Ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. Hallelujah. So do we get that? Our main goal is to do the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling men unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having laid that foundation, let's go back to Mark 3. Mark 3:13, so that I can just explain some of the things I wrote out on Sunday. I intentionally did that because I felt I mentioned the first one. Let me just roll out the other ones. Hallelujah. I knew I rushed it. Okay. Mark 3. Now he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. Those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Continue. Then he appointed 12. Don't forget the topic, God's intent over an apostolic community. He appointed 12 apostles. You know, when I checked the word appointed, in the dictionary, I saw something sacred. It said, when holy order is conferred upon. Do you understand? Holy order is conferred upon. I say, so in dictionary can also recognize this. Hallelujah. Amen. So as an apostolic community, we are likened to one of the 12 apostles here. But let's look at the intent. The word that in Greek, that there, is the Greek word ina. He appointed 12 that. The word that in Greek is the Greek word ina. Ina means to the intent. In order that, to the intent. Also, invariably, then he appointed 12 in order that, number one, that they might be with him. The first intent of God over an apostolic community is number one, that they might be with him. And we talk so much on that, talking about intimacy. Hallelujah. And I explain, they might be with him is the core of the New Testament message. Hallelujah. They might be with him connotes marriage. Like I said, Mommy Osonyibi is not here now, but I can say it and it's correct that Mommy Osonyibi is with Pastor Sheyi. Do you get that? Do you get that? It connotes union. It connotes alignment. It connotes fellowship. Fellows. So the essence of an apostolic community is to raise a band of people that they will be with him, that they will become fellows. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not a fellow with Christ now because I have not attained the fullness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we seeing Ephesians 4:13-15 there now? So the essence of an apostolic center is first, and as a principle in the scripture, he asked Jesus, what is the first and great commandments. So firstness is connected to greatness. Do you get that? Firstness is connected to greatness. So the most prominent of the intent of God over an apostolic community is that they might be with him. So if we are saying we are doing an apostolic work and we are not raising a band of people who are with him, we are not pushing people towards that goal, we are not doing true apostolic work. Do you get that? That's why we should not joke with the basic intimacy. I talk about the basic on Sunday, intimacy with God, connecting with God, hearing God, hallelujah. That they might be with him. Connotes, alignment, union, intimacy. It also depicts being reconciled with God. You know, when you are reconciled with someone, you are together. Maybe me and Pastor Ogie, we had issues, we fought, and we reconciled. We are together now. Hallelujah. Maybe me and my fiance, we had issue and we just vex for each other. Do you get it? At that moment that we vex, we are not together. But the moment we reconcile, we are together. Oneness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two. That then he appointed 12 that, let me substitute that with, in order that, continue. In order that he might send them out. The second intent of God over an apostolic community or over Christ's embassy here on earth is that he might send them out. That's the language of embassy. They are sent out on mission. Some of them, they call them house of mission. Some of their administrator, they call them ship of missions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's their language. In order that he might send them out. That second intent connotes assignment. Pastor Bello has done a lot of work on that on Sunday. I was watching that. Assignment. You know, I noticed God is raising us. God is not raising us without assignment. The way God is raising his children, he's raising them with assignment. So if you are not given assignment, don't think you are growing. You are not growing. One day I went to my brother's place at Ibadan, and he has about two boys, and one is about 3 years, the other one is about maybe two or three. No. Okay, yeah, three. One is four, the other one is two. So now ask the one that is 2 years old, have you done your assignment? It just struck me. So this two-year-old boy, in his academic career, not even full assignment, no. Do you get it? It now dawned on me that the way even our education system is structured, you can't be raised without assignment. I'm not school, I have full assignment. So no matter your level in God, you should have an assignment. Because that is one of the way God is raising his children. And I said that on Sunday, that God is still measuring out assignment to people. Assignment to people. I met some young folks, you know, when you hear the things, their interaction with God, that's the way we get to know God. Through assignment. When God give you this to do, your interactions, that will be a base to connect with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While I was in Niger, I was not even looking for any assignment because I feel like I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I want to learn to pray. I want to learn your word. But in the place of doing all those things, assignment came. I have some places where I teach in school. What I started there, they still do it. They called me on October 1st that our group is 3 years old today. I said, I pray for them and I send them message. Won't you send us message? We call it Friends of Life Network. They come together, they pray. I taught them to pray. They read their Bible. They encourage one another. They will tell me, so sister has joined us. Okay, thank God. And I don't really have that burden so much again. Hallelujah. That's why I was begging Pastor, I want to do a meeting I have a meeting with NCF in Niger. I have to see those guys at least once in a year. Some of them are in school now. They are telling me stuff happening in school. I say, wow, that's good. Hallelujah. But one thing I want to say from there is there was a day the Lord said, Anything you ask me about those guys, I will answer you. That's a check, man. You think I want to ask God on open check me in slot, missy? Ha, no. Hallelujah. Bible says those that have used the office of a bishop well, they will purchase for themselves a good standing before God. Hallelujah. So the way God raised us is two assignments. The one God is giving you personally and the one you are giving in church. Hallelujah. To send them out also express his art to colonize the earth. To send them out also express his desire to colonize the earth. See, if we were born in England in 1800, we understand how beneficial colonialism is. If you were born in UK, hallelujah, in 1800, you will know how important colonialism is. In Berlin Conference in 1884 and 85, Germany, Great Britain, Portugal, and France, they scramble on the territory of Africa. Hallelujah. In fact, what led to the conference was the Chancellor of Germany wanted to settle quarrel for them. Hallelujah. France and British were fighting over the coast of West Africa. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is, God wants to colonize the heads. Let's open to Matthew 28:16. Let's just read that. Matthew 28:19-20. Hallelujah. You know, the word go ye is not a small word in New Testament. When they give you go, it's an apostolic statement. Hallelujah. When God bid you go ye. Thank you, sir. Go ye, therefore. Hallelujah. And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Continue. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have committed you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So, the intent of God is to send us to colonize the territories of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why when you should have interest in the earth. Tell your neighbor. Oh, you are not catching it. You should have interest in the earth. That's why some of us, you are not reading newspaper. Don't think you are spiritual by not reading newspaper. Because there are some assignments that will come. Facebook. Amen. 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 Number two, to send them out, also connote harvest. Also connote harvest. Hallelujah. Also connote harvest. If you look at the book of John 4 very clearly, he was doing the work at that time. That was when he rolled out that scripture. Pray to the Lord of harvest that he may send labor into the harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me use this opportunity to say a few things about harvest. Just very, very few. Pastor Bello tried for us yesterday to explain this for some of us. Amen. The basic underlying principle of the concept of harvest. Let me say that again. The basic underlying principle in the concept of harvest is in the phrase bringing in. Let me say that again. The basic underlying principle in the concept called harvest is in the phrase bringing in. Let me use the tabernacle of Moses as an example. We understand harvest. Some people are in the camp. Some people can come to outer courts. Some people can come to holy place. Some people can come to most holy place. Hallelujah. If you can bring people if you can win them and bring them to the outer court, that's a level of harvest. The people in the outer court, if you can bring them into the holy place, that's a level of harvest. The people in the holy place, if you can bring them into the most holy place, that's the ultimate harvest. The ultimate harvest is coming in or bringing into the fullness of Christ. The basic harvest is bringing sinners from the world into Christ. Do you get that? Let me say that again. The ultimate harvest is to bring people into the fullness of Christ. The basic harvest is to bring people from outside into Christ. new birth. So we can't separate the two. There are some people, they are born again already. They are still in outer court. Ephesians 1, 15. When I heard of your faith and your love, I do not cease to pray for you, that the Father of glory will give spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That's a level of harvest too. Do you get it? Well, let me say that again. The basic underlying principle in the concept of harvest is bringing in. The lowest level is bringing in people from the world into Christ. The peak of it is bringing people into the fullness of Christ. Do we get that? That's the ultimate harvest. And I pray God will harvest us in the name of Jesus. The third one, go to Mark 3. Okay? God's intent over an apostolic community. And to have power to heal sickness. Hallelujah. And to have power to heal sickness. Here, this is what I want to say. If God has commissioned a New Testament church or a Christ embassy here on earth, it's not a careless God. He gives empowerment. Say to your neighbor, God gives empowerment. Say to your neighbor, God gives empowerment. But most times, the problem we have here is, you see, that we neglect it deliberately or we are not aware of it. Take me to Philemon 1. Philemon 1 verse 6. Thank you. You are in the spirit. Philemon, give me New King James. Being confident. No, I don't want this. Philemon, not Philippian. Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Another verse says that the sharing of our faith, of your faith, may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Say to your neighbor, there are good things in you. Hey! Say to your neighbor, there are good things in you. Hey! We are not saying that. No. Say to your neighbor, there are good things in you. But the issue is, if we don't acknowledge them, the word acknowledge there is the Greek word epignosis. Epignosis means recognition. It means full discernment. The word acknowledgement there, go back there, New King James, go back there. Go back there. That the sharing of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement, recognition of every good thing which is in you. The impartation you are receiving, God is not giving it so that you'll be careless about it. God wants you to come to a point that you will identify that impartation. I said it somewhere in Sunday that you guys are here, you have been blessed. But you must come to a point that you identify that blessing. Recognition. Full discernment. That's the meaning of epignosis. That's the word acknowledging. Of every good thing that is in you. Like I said on Saturday that a man of God went to go and minister somewhere and say, I acknowledge all the prophetic grace that I have in me. Ha! On. You know, he said, it's not pride. Because you are saying it to yourself. There was a time while I was in Niger, I had problem with a lot of definitions, defining myself. Many things are defining me. I was the CLO, I was the copper in my place, all manner of things, NCCF, this. And I said, I have to define myself. No. One day I was praying, I said, no, I'm a living potter here. I have to be speaking to myself just to get the right definition in place of prayer. I'm acknowledging the deposit of God in me. Some of you carry word of knowledge. You think you will do inside the room. It will not open. Hallelujah. It will not open. You carry teaching grace. It is outside that you will know that you can teach. I know that I can teach. Why helping some guys in Akuba? One lady, one person said, thank you, sir. You explained that thing. You can teach. And he may know, eh? Hallelujah. By acknowledging that is in you. The gift and the calling of God, they are without repentance. You prophesy once. Why have you ceased prophesying? You think God has taken you back because of that little sin? No. That's Hausa. That's not Greek. Let us separate the two. Amen. I'm going back to Hausa. Amen. You interpreted tongue once and you think God has shut that operation down. No! You need to stir it up. Hey, yeah. Hey! There are some things that you will do by boldness. So. There are some things that you do by boldness and God will support you. And let me say this. There are certain operations in God inside of you that will not open if you don't stand in boldness. Your initiation will begin when you stand in boldness. Say you are ready. You just operate. Boldness is a button to certain grace in you. That's the revelation. To open certain dimension of God in you, you just need boldness. Just be bold. Hi. Hey. Hamalatiaka. Hey. Number four. Okay. We have read this. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. One of the intent of God over an apostolic community is for them to cast out demons. I said on Sunday that spirits, whether evil or good, they are governments or governmental in nature. They bring the influence of their person and the realm that they represent upon a life. You know, Jesus will call them an unclean spirit. What an unclean spirit will do is to will bring uncleanness to your life. Do you get that? Because that's his person. So it will bring the influence of his person over you. Or the realm that he represents. If an angel from God comes here, we will notice that the atmosphere of heaven permeates this place. Many times when we have the atmosphere of the spirit, it's just an indicator that they are around us. How many of them are here now? Don't come and ask me, sir, how do you know? So, these are the things that we need to also acknowledge. It's not as if we will necessarily begin to organize a casting out demon session. No. But it will be part of the package. How many of you have tasted suya before? Hey, you know suya is just meat. But what makes suya suya is the spices. Say the spices. Hey, say the spices. That's what makes suya suya. Or else everybody has meat at home. But the spices. You pay for the spices, not the meat. That meat is too small for 100 naira. You don't get it. You understand that? So you pay for the spices. The spices of the word, they are the supernatural. They are just the spices. They are not the main thing. They are just the spices. The spices. They make the world look beautiful. You know, I want to come and speak to you. And I just stand up. I give you the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, brother, stand up. The Lord said to me that about 300,000 is entering your account next month. Depends, eh? Okay, amen. You just call, Pastor, the Lord has done it. What is it? Have you forgotten I gave a word? The Lord has done it, 300,000 in my account. Amen. Hallelujah. Why waiting for the Lord on this meeting? It all came to mind in place of prayer, and I feel like I just say it by faith. There will be a supernatural provision of God for our convention. There shall be a supernatural provision. I don't know. They didn't tell me how logically. I can't track it. You know, there are some things you just know by intuition. You can't track it logically how you get that information. Just know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give me. I'm tying up. I just feel like I should clear some things. I'm tying up. Hallelujah. There shall be supernatural provision. For our meeting, there shall be supernatural provision. The Lord shall meet the needs of people. Can we raise our hands up? Father, these are your people. These are the ears of salvation. One of the things you laid in my heart that as a desire, that you will minister to these people beyond words. You know the needs of everyone in this assembly. You know our needs. Minister. In the next few minutes, minister. People that are depressed, minister joy to them. People that are lack,
Their case might not fall into today's teaching, but you are the Lord of all. Your voice is like many waters. When you speak many things. You have addressed their need. Your need is at rest. Let there be breakthrough on every side. Unusual breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray.
You know, something came to my heart now. It's about money. Don't say I'm Kana. I noticed that there's no apostolic. See, let me say it again. There's no apostolic work that has ever done in the Bible that lacked finance. No, none. Jesus was the epic of it. Was the peak of it. The Bible mentioned Mary Magdalene, Susanna, Joanna. They ministered to him from their substance. There are some people. Joseph the Arimathea was one of the brethren, was one of the disciples. These people supply the mission work. No true apostolic work, no true New Testament work lack finance. Can we just pray for that throne? I don't know how we do it. Can we just pray for that throne? That throne. One or two persons is okay. That thing will just, pastor, 5 million, 2 million, all this one that we are contributing 10,000. It is God's work. Father, it is your work. Let there be breakthrough in our finance. In New Siharota. And the Muta Sandy Hela. Esepo Katanamala. Arukete Bantosala. Etimini Katamala. Ebrusikerota. Bring the Sekalaba. Palata Supera. Estalima Tava. Bring the Sapoga. Emilikea Tava. Shaba, Shaba, Shaba. Egedia. Egedia. Shambala Badasaya. Thank you, Lord, for it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Do we have anyone that is sick here? Just raise up your hand. And just that's the last thing. I'm leaving this place. Anyone that is sick? Anyone that is sick? Anyone that is sick? Come out. There's an anointing here to heal. I'm not the healer. The Lord is the healer. Jesus the healer is in the house. Jesus the healer is in the house. There's power to heal. In this hour, there's power to heal. In this hour, there's power to heal. There's an anointing of God from on high to heal, to take care of God's people. This is part of the provision. This is part of the plan of an apostolic community. Oh, we thank you, Lord. I speak over you in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. The word of God says by his stripes you are healed. I cause that fountain of sickness in you to dry up. Let the fire of God dry it up. Now! In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Osopolobo Tahalia, Estacalabo de Vosapala, Brandi Copo Tacastella, Efrianda Sokotobotaya. You are set free in the name of Jesus. I cause that source of sickness in you to dry up right now. In the name of Jesus, for by stripes you were healed. You are set free. Mova Sakalabotosti, Elutama Sakatalaba. Lift up your hands and give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to God. All glory be unto God. All glory be unto God.
Can we lift up our hands? Can we lift up our hands? Can we lift up our hands and just thank the Lord? Can we lift up our hands and just thank the Lord for tonight? Thank Him for the manifestation of Spirit. Thank you for the blessings that we have received tonight. Thank you for the words that we've heard. The Bible says, blessed are your ears because you hear these things. Thank God for blessing you. Thank God for his servant that he has used in being a blessing for us. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless and give you glory and honor. I appreciate you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lift in our hearts and end before. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. It's in our hearts and hands for you. We give you glory. Father, we give honor and glory to you for what you've done here tonight. Thank you, Father, for the expression of your spirit and the expression of your love. Thank you, Father, for what you have done in the healings that have taken place. Even those who did not step out, I thank you for ministering to us. We bless your name, Father. Thank you, Father, for the hope and understanding that has been ministered to us through your servant. I pray for him, O God, that greater expressions of this grace will be granted to him in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all of the honor because we are praised with thanksgivings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just say, Pastor, we bless you. Hallelujah. I was happy for many reasons. Amen. One, what I saw today was not a clone. You didn't catch it. Yes, why is so dull? I didn't see a clone. I saw an original manifestation. It's that thing that he said, acknowledging. Pastor said, not acknowledging is pride. I learned a lesson from Archbishop Dawson. I was told a day he went for a program, and they did him a very beautiful supper. And he heard, I said, this is sweet. Who did it? So they called the sister. I said, are you the one that did it? He said, no, it was Jesus. I just said, you're a liar. She said, I'm not going to say, it's Jesus. Me, I don't know. It's Jesus. Amen. Acknowledging the good thing in you is not sinful. Are you with me? You need to acknowledge it. You need a form. You need that so that you can see. David acknowledged what he was carrying. That's why he could face Goliath. When he went back to Akumba, they knew that something has changed inside. He now told me of his of Brother Nii said the way Nii was talking. I said he has been fellowshipping some people. Fellowship is important too. Fellowship with the wrong people, you become like them. But if fellow your people are bold, you become bold. But don't follow people are arrogant. So it will not rub on you. Hallelujah. Rather the signs or the features of an apostolic center is what you just told us. The first thing that we as leaders must do, we must teach our people how to be intimate with God. Hallelujah. And there are many levels of that. Now, every spirit, now in Yoruba land, there's what they call, or in English, they call taboos. Every spirit has taboos. The Holy Ghost has his own taboos. And those taboos are sins. He hates it. He can't walk with a man that is careless with sin. You won't see the Holy Ghost walk with that person. They can use him and dump him. But you won't see him walk. They used Balaam and they dumped him. I pray you will not be used and dumped in Jesus' name. So if you are going to be intimate with God, you must learn the taboos. So many of us, many ministers, many ministries have spent time talking about the taboos rather than talking about how to now become intimate. Do you understand? So when Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, it means that it is your responsibility to work it out. So there are things you need to then start doing. The prayers, the little communion, the little... And it's interesting, he said, you see, when you start doing this, it is in that, it is the place of intimacy that assignments are given. The reason majority of people, pastor was saying that people are not engaged in church, they just come and go. The truth is that they are not intimate with God. If you are intimate with God, he will give you assignment. And once you start seeing assignment, you start seeing growth. So the primary reason why the so-called revelation does not work, because men are not intimate with God. You carry rev and you don't do anything with it. The idea of rev is to draw you closer to God. I learned a lesson from the apostles in Acts 6. They said we will not leave the ministry of the word. And what? No, there are two things he said. Prayers and the word. You cannot minister word if there is no prayer. And when word comes, those are rev. The idea of rev is to help you go back and pray. Yes. And then when you pray, it gives you more rev. Yes. And when you get rev, you go back to pray again. Until you that's how they climb the mountain. You climb it from zigzag. You climb from here, it takes you to this point. You get there, the guy takes you back to that point. Before you know, you climb to the top. Have you seen those guys in America, how they jump walls? You know, they don't climb walls like this. I don't know how they do it. Actually, they're like that. Then they will jump. So this one. Bang, bang. Top. And they've gone. So when he said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. If you will do these two things, assignment will come. And when assignment comes, you go back and pray again. Mm-hmm. Then power is given. Then you, it's like that. They all work like that. They're all interconnected. So I can't more than tell you do it. I cannot force you to do it. You can take the horse to the stream, but you cannot force the horse to drink. One of the nature of the apostolic is that people are willing. They will be willing in the day of your power. Is a willing something?
It's grace. Your grace, I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pdtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pdtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.